I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1450, Losing Strategies. I had the honor of preaching for youth group last month. I've been around a lot of youth groups in my 52 years of walking with Jesus, and I've never been more impressed with the spiritual depth and commitment as I am with this youth group. They were doing a series on wisdom, and my topic that night was, Wisdom is for Walking. Wisdom is gained by a life lived, not by a brain dump. I think the church wants to be more like Jesus, but too often we've settled for losing strategies. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others, and that's as we walk through life. I'm making my way through John Mark Comer's excellent book, Practicing the Way. Go order one today. In it, he mentioned three losing strategies in becoming like Jesus. Let me summarize Comer. Losing strategy number one is willpower. I think he's right there. You've heard me use the quote before, your habits will eat your willpower for breakfast. The truth is, willpower is just not enough. We'll never have enough of it for long enough to sustain lasting change. Here's what Comer says. The genius of Jesus' ethical teaching was you cannot keep the law by trying not to break the law. You can't become more loving by trying to become more loving, no matter how much self-effort you bring to the table. You have to be transformed in your inner person, or what Jesus calls the heart. Losing strategy number two is more Bible study. Now, this is the classic approach. If we can just get people to read the Bible more, come to more classes, study the Bible more, then of course they'll be more like Jesus, right? James K.A. Smith said it this way, you can't think your way to Christ-likeness. Again from Comer. This is why information alone does not produce transformation. Because knowing something is not the same as doing something, which is still not the same as becoming the kind of person who does something naturally as a byproduct of the transformed inner nature. For example, do you struggle with anxiety or fear? I do. I'm guessing that, like me, you know that Jesus commands you to not fear. Your problem and mine is not a lack of information or even a lack of inspiration. We all desire to free ourselves from fear. It's the problem of how to get what we already know and deeply desire into our central nervous system, how to overcome habits of fear that are woven into our body's neurobiology. And losing strategy number three is the zap from heaven. That's lazy at best. God fix me. And then we don't think we have any part in that transformation process. Comer put it this way, but while the four Gospels have dozens of stories of Jesus instantly healing people's bodies, after which, by the way, he almost always gave them instructions to go and do something as the next step, he doesn't seem to do the same with people's characters. There's not a single sentence in which he simply waved his hand to take away an ugly habit or a personality trait in one of his apprentices. The opposite is true. We see their stubborn sinfulness live on for years. Jesus didn't zap them. He kept teaching them, rebuking and loving and giving them time to grow and mature. Miracles, emotional breakthroughs, and profound moments of radical change do happen and need to happen, but they're not the daily path of discipleship. Here's the great question. Which one of these losing strategies are you most vulnerable to? Willpower? More Bible study? Or the zap from heaven? Let's pray. Father, we do desire to be like Jesus. Help us to walk with you so that we can partner with you as you change our soul, our life, our heart, our mind, our will into Christ-likeness so we can make a difference for the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1451. In the meantime, this book is really good, John Mark Comer, Practicing the Way. In that book, he diagnoses the problem, but he doesn't stop there. Then he gives some winning strategies for Christ followers to actually become more like Christ. So stay tuned. You might hear some more in future episodes. But for right now, nobody wants to continue living out losing strategies.